Previously on 24.
How much longer is Prescott going to detain me?
Till after the press conference. In a couple of hours, he's going to announce the U.S. response to the bomb and his ascension to the presidency.
I'm done with Bauer. He's chasing a trail that leads nowhere. We're on to other things. You've been reassigned.
You can't reassign me now.
You have made yourself a liability I just can't afford.
This is Kim Bauer. I need to find my dad.
Sweetheart, what's wrong?
I'm at the Mathesons' house. Gary was here. He has a gun. Daddy killed the police officer that brought me here.
I want you to point the gun at his chest and pull the trigger now.
Is he dead? I'm going to send someone to pick you up now. I want you to go downstairs and wait for them. Can you do that?
Mr. President, I can tell you for certain the Cypress audio has been forged. I have in custody the man who engineered it. I'm going to be bringing him in soon.
How's it going to work? I'm going to make a recording for them. Right on the spot. Shift it around, reframe segments. They'll have the same specs as Cypress.
Where are you going at?
This is taking too long. I don't trust you anymore.
We're the only ones who can help you. Without us, you don't stand a chance.
Alex! Alex!
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
How's Chappelle doing?
He's still unconscious, but he's starting to stir.
Yeah, the drug I gave him is short acting. I may have to give him another shot soon.
How long can you keep pumping him full of that stuff?
Well, we only have to keep him on ice long enough for Jack to deliver Hewitt. How are we coming on the chopper?
It's landed Hewitt's place in about 10 minutes. We should get Hewitt back here in about half an hour.
Good.
What about Carrie? Is she asking about Chappelle?
Not yet, no. I have her working on image processing. Should keep her busy for a while.
Excuse me, Mr. Almeida. Brad Hammond from Division is on the line for Mr. Chappelle. Do you know where he is?
No, look, I'll take it. Mr. Hammond, this is Tony Almeida. How can I help you, sir?
Where's Ryan?
I'm not sure.
His office says he arrived at CTU 3 hours ago.
But none of your people can find him.
He must have stepped out.
Your office doesn't have him logging out. Did he say where he was going?
Not to me, sir, no. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you know as soon as I find him.
No, Mr. Almeida, you'll let me know what's going on over there. I know Ryan Chappelle was going over there to assess the situation, and I cannot think of a reason he would be out of contact during a national crisis.
Mr. Hammond, I'm sorry. I've told you all that I know, sir. But I'll make sure Ryan calls you as soon as he returns.
You do that.
Thank you, sir.
What's going on?
Division knows something's up.
So what are we gonna do?
Well, we gotta get Alex Hewitt here as quickly as possible.
Alex! Alex! Alex, if you don't come with me, Kingsley will kill you. You know that. I just did what they told me. I didn't know what was going to happen. Your only way out of this is to let me take you into CTU. You can cut a deal. Testify. Alex, you're gonna have to trust me. Alex! Just listen to me. A chopper's on its way. It'll take us to CTU, where no one can hurt you. Please, Alex, help me stop this war, and I will help you stay alive. I promise. Please.
I know the oil stocks closed high in Hong Kong last night, Max, but you got to remember, once the president announces the war, the margins will change dramatically.
But the prices will spike immediately.
It's still worth acquiring any available shares.
Do we still have our problem?
No, that'll be taken care of.
This must go smoothly, Peter.
Max, don't worry about it.
I have to go.
Okay. What'd you get?
All the recordings and data.
But no Hewitt.
We got there as soon as we could, but I didn't have enough lead time. Remember, everything, including Hewitt, was supposed to have been vaporized last night.
I'm not gonna let some pimply-faced techie ruin everything that we've planned. If he gets brought in and testifies, there's gonna be no place for any of us to hide.
Alex!
My word! Alex, drop the gun! Drop the gun! If you try to shoot me, I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss! And I don't want to do that! I can't stop this war without you, Alex. Please, drop the gun. Please, drop the gun. Alex, you're a smart guy. Think this through. Right now, I am the only guy that can get you through this alive. Please drop the gun! Drop the gun! Alex?
He shot me! He shot me!
It's gonna be all right! Alex! Alex, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Stay calm. Don't move. You're gonna be all right. Just don't move.
What happened?
You fell. Alex, stay with me. Stay with me. Look, I want you to keep your eyes open, okay? Just keep your eyes open. Okay. Okay. The bullet didn't hit an artery. Chopper should be here any minute. You're not gonna bleed to death.
It really hurts.
Get yourself to the bank as soon as we get on the chopper. Is there any other part of your body besides your leg that still hurts?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Looks like you got lucky. You're gonna be fine.
My head feels wet.
Just relax. Try and relax. Going anywhere. You just gotta make a phone call. Just stay with me.
Okay.
Come on. Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack. Hewitt's been hurt. I need emergency medical assistance on the roof of his loft now.
Jack, there's no EMT on the chopper, but they do have a med kit on board. Can you handle it?
I don't know. I hope so. Look, I gotta get back to this.
Wait a second.
What?
Look, you may not be able to contact me after this.
Why?
Well, Chappelle became a problem, so I had to take him out of play. And they're on to me now, so it's only a matter of time before they take me out.
Who do I contact if I need help?
Well, I'm sending Michelle out to the field to set up an offsite station. She's going to do whatever she can by remote access. She'll be on a closed cell, channel B, node 1212.
B, node 1212. Okay, I got it.
Good luck, Jack.
Thanks. Alex, how you doing?
This will get you into the van.
How am I going to break through the firewall?
This has a range of a few blocks. It's Huffman coded. It'll get you in. Give me a call when you're set, all right?
All right.
Michelle. Hi. Where are you going?
I'm going out to my car.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm just going to get something and come back. Is there a problem?
Have you seen Chappelle?
No.
I've looked everywhere, and I can't find him.
Well, if I see him, I'll tell him you're looking for him.
And if you don't see him?
What's that supposed to mean?
My job is to monitor communications around here. You don't think I know what's going on?
Why don't you tell me, Gary, what's going on?
You called Chappelle in to see Rudin. I just talked to Rudin. He doesn't know anything about it.
Well, of course he told you that. His system wasn't loaded properly, and it was your fault. He wanted to see Chappelle to complain about you. Stay out of my business, Carrie. You'll do a better job.
Brian, how did you find out about me?
The Attorney General called me. He assumed you'd want me for your counsel.
What have they told you?
That you'd been removed from office by the Cabinet under the Capacity Clause of the 25th Amendment.
Is what they did legal?
Technically, yes. The Constitution gives the Cabinet the right to declare the President incompetent. Without further definition or clarification?
That also gives me the right to appeal that decision.
Yes, which I will do vigorously. Unfortunately, it's a lengthy process.
We don't have time.
I don't know how to make it go any faster, sir.
Look, none of those legalities matter, Brian. This country is about to go to war based on evidence that I am now convinced is false.
Except no one outside this room believes that.
This evidence was manipulated by a man named Peter Kingsley. I need you to find out everything you can about him.
You have to understand, Mike Novick's tying my hands.
Well, get him to untie them. Whatever you have to do.
Almeida.
It's me. I'm in place.
Where are you?
I'm in the north lot.
Van 15A. Listen, Tony, Carrie's on to us. She was asking about Chappelle.
What'd you tell her?
That I didn't know what she was talking about. But we need her out of the way.
Keep her occupied.
Okay, I'll handle it. Look, set up and get a hold of Jack. I gotta go. Hammond's here. Mr. Hammond.
Tony.
What are you doing here, sir?
I told you on the phone. I think there's a problem here. Where's Ryan Chappelle?
I haven't seen him yet, sir.
I see. Two of you take this side. I want this section covered.
What are you doing?
I'm locking you down.
Locking us down? Sir, we're in the middle of preparing a domestic response to this war.
That's not what I heard. I heard you're supporting a rogue agent against division orders.
Where'd you hear that?
One of your own people. Let's go. Cover every square inch of the place.
Yes, sir. I'm aware of that.
That flyover space is critical. Do you think David will help us?
I don't know, sir.
Mike.
I don't see us having much success with him.
We need this, Mike.
Yes, sir. I'll try. How is he?
Well, David remains convinced that his decision to hold off on the bombers was the correct one. And he'll vigorously appeal his removal from office.
The 25th Amendment gives him that.
Central to that appeal will be proving that we're being manipulated into this war and the Cyprus recording is falsified. Plus, we now think we know by whom.
I'm listening.
A man named Peter Kingsley. He's got ties to oil interests both here and abroad.
Have you found anything that can connect him to the Cypress recording, or the bomb for that matter?
No. We won't be able to without access to the intelligence database.
David's locked down until we've gone public with the military actions.
By then, it'll be too late.
Sorry.
Wait, Mike, wait, just hold on a second. I remember when you signed up for David's first run at the Senate over 20 years ago. That's a lot of history just to throw out the window. Come on, Mike. I know you just did what you thought was right, but let him try to prove his case. You owe him that.
I'll have Colleen set up a computer station for you. You won't be able to transmit outgoing messages.
That's fair enough.
What's in here?
One of our two holding rooms. No one's in there right now.
This?
The other holding room. It shouldn't be locked.
What's wrong?
Someone must have reconfigured the lock. Keep talking to me.
Everything's a little blurry. What's happening to me? Nothing. You just banged your head. It's gonna be all right, okay? Just hang in there. Alex, I can hear them. They're coming, okay? Help's on the way. Just hang in there, okay?
I've located the CTU chopper that Tony Amaya sent to Jack Bauer. They're landing now. Would you like me to have them detain Bauer?
No, I don't want to waste any more resources on him. Just get the chopper back here.
Yeah, Paul. Mr. Chappelle wants you to come back now.
We're just about to land.
Yeah, I know.
I can see him.
It doesn't matter. Just do it.
Michelle, what the hell is going on here? The chopper won't pick us up.
They've recalled the chopper. Hammond's locked us down.
I don't give a damn. Give me that chopper back. Hewitt is dying.
Where are you?
I'm on my way back to Hewitt's loft. I want you to set up and be ready to interface with his computer.
What about Hewitt?
He didn't make it. He's dead.
Jack, I'm sorry.
Call me when you're ready.
Yes?
I need to speak with you. It concerns national security.
As I'm not the commander-in-chief anymore, I don't see how that would be relevant.
We have a problem with the Turkish government. Our stealth bombers are nearing their airspace. Unfortunately, one of their fighter patrols spotted them a few minutes ago.
So ask the Prime Minister for the flyover. He should agree.
The Secretary of State has spoken to him, and he said he would grant us this under one condition.
What's the condition?
He wants a personal request and assurances from the President.
Prime Minister hasn't been told that I've been removed from office.
And that couldn't happen, not before the American people know.
No, that wouldn't be right now, would it, Mike?
Now that the bombers have been spotted, it's more critical than ever that they get to their targets quickly. Any detour will take them over unfriendly skies.
So you want me to speak to the Prime Minister?
Yes.
Under the pretense that I'm still the President?
Yes. This mission is going to continue regardless, sir. This phone call, no matter how distasteful for you, could prevent those planes from being attacked. We only have minutes, sir.
Why did you leave me like this? I've been stabbed.
Let me look at it.
Be careful.
You're lucky. The wound's superficial. The bleeding's already stopped. I'll get you a clean bandage for it.
Where's Alex?
He fell. He's dead.
Oh, my God. What happens now?
You're going to help me. Just put this right here.
Help you do what?
We got one last play to deliver Kingsley.
No. He's far too dangerous. And you'll never get close to him.
You're right. I won't. But you will. Kingsley doesn't know Hewitt's been killed. If you tell him you can deliver him, then she'll get his attention.
No. Kingsley has evidence that will implicate me. There is no way I'm going to do this.
Mrs. Palmer, you're going to...
It's nothing? What's going on?
My heart stopped when Kingsley's men were interrogating me.
Your heart could be damaged. You need to get to a doctor.
We need to get Kingsley first. Mrs. Palmer, you are going to help me. I'm not going to give you another choice.
You wouldn't dare hurt me.
Make no mistake about it. I will do what I have to do.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to tell Kingsley that you'll exchange Hewitt for any evidence that he has that incriminates you.
He'll want proof that I have Hewitt.
He'll get it.
How?
Hewitt's gonna talk to him.
At this point, we can assume the chip containing the source recordings has
not landed in government hands.
Did you intercept the federal agent who was in possession of the chip?
No. But since the bombers are still on course,
we can assume that he wasn't able to deliver it to the President.
Which leaves Hewitt as the last remaining loose end. Where are we on finding him?
I have several teams out looking for him.
He cannot be allowed to talk. Not now. Nor ever.
Hewitt will be found, and he'll be eliminated.
Clean this up, Peter.
Go over it again, even if you need to pull a couple agents in to help.
I don't need to tell you you're under arrest. Where's Michelle Dessler?
She didn't know anything about this.
She called me to the room where you drugged me.
She didn't know what I was gonna do.
I need to issue a warrant, contact local police, issue a memo.
I can find her.
Now.
This whole thing's been about helping Jack Bauer. If she's not here, that's what she's doing somewhere off-site.
How do we find her?
Backtrack her access code, see if she's logged onto the CTU computer network.
Then do it.
Right away.
put him in holding too.
Jack, I'm connected to Hewitt's computer. I just need you to press the escape key and I can take control.
Done.
What did Hewitt tell you?
He told me he invented a program that could recreate anybody's voice. As long as he had a sample of that voice, he could get it to say anything he wanted. He told me he kept all the audio files in the main file.
All right, I think I found it. Never seen anything like this before. All the samples are connected through an integrator.
Okay, all I need is anything with Hewitt's voice on it.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna need Berkeley and Wilkinson at that lunch.
I'll have to change it to 1 o'clock then.
Fine.
Is that him?
No, damn it. There's hundreds of files. Hold on 1 second. Miss Palmer, when did you call Hewitt?
Last night, around midnight. Why?
He might have recorded it. Michelle, can you filter through the audio files by time and date?
Let me see. Yeah.
Okay, see if you can pull an audio file that was recorded either late last night or early this morning, right around midnight.
This must be it.
Hello?
Alex Hewitt?
Who's this?
That's him.
Sherry Palmer.
We have to let it run.
President's ex-wife? What are you calling me for?
I know all about your relationship with Peter Kingsley, Alex.
I don't know anyone named Peter Kingsley.
I also know that you had all his phone conversations recorded. Let me ask you, was that to protect yourself or to blackmail him? It's okay, Alex. I'm here to help you.
Who says I need help?
Well, Peter thought you were going to die in Los Angeles with everybody else today. And now that you haven't, he's going to come after you. So listen to me, and I can protect you.
All right, the program says we have enough material to create a phonetic template.
Okay, good. What do we do?
All we have to do is open up a gen file and type in the phrases we want voiced.
What do you mean, open a gen file? Michelle!
He created a separate program module for playback. All we have to find out is what menu it's under.
What am I looking for?
Not here. Try a subroutine called Prologue.
This one.
They found me, Jack.
Okay, it's loading. What am I looking for now?
Something that looks like a playback graphic interface. They're almost here, Jack.
Hold on, Michelle. Hold on.
Man, hands off the keyboard. See you.
Okay, I've got it. Michelle.
You gonna take her in?
Michelle.
I've got her.
Right now. Flashback, yeah, affirmative central. She's in custody. Go for it.
Told you how much we appreciate your help.
Make no mistake. I believe you're making a gross and tragic error. I'm doing this for the men in those planes.
Sir?
Ready here, you can patch in the Prime Minister.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Prime Minister.
Hello, Mr. President. I've been trying to reach you for some time.
Kim! Kim!
Kim!
I'm Kate Warner. Your father sent me to come get you.
How do I know that?
Okay. You shot a man who came in here to attack you. It was self-defense. Your father, Jack Bauer, called me, asked me to come get you, take you to CTU. How else would I know all of that?
How do you know my dad? Do you work at CTU?
No. My family was involved with what happened today.
Why would my dad send someone he just met to come get me?
He trusts me. Come on, Kim. It's okay. The sooner we leave, the sooner you and your dad can be together.
Charge us with?
They could push for treason if they wanted to.
You think they will?
Depends on how big of an example they want to make of us. Look, Michelle, no one can prove that you knew anything about what I was going to do to Chappelle. All right, now I'm just going to tell them that you were helping Jack under my orders.
Did what I thought was right. Still believe that. And I won't let you lie for me.
Difficult it must have been for you.
How much longer is Prescott going to keep me here?
Until after the press conference. I've requested you be released sooner, but there's only so much I can do. I spoke to Brian. He requested some low security access on your behalf.
I wanted you to know I granted it.
What's going on with you and my dad?
Excuse me.
Out of everyone he could have called, he called you. There's gotta be a reason.
I don't think he trusts very many people.
He trusts you. Is it true you guys just met today?
Yesterday, really, but yeah, it is.
I don't resent it or anything. I just want him to be happy. It's been a long time. Since you lost your mother. Yeah. I lost my mother, too. When I was about your age.
I really don't think I can do this.
You'll be fine. Just tell him everything that I told you to say. And make the call.
Understood. Still no sign of Hewitt.
Yes.
It's Sherry Palmer, Peter.
Are we on a secure line?
Of course we are. I want the tapes that you made of our conversation. I want the original dads.
And why would I agree to give you those?
Because I'll give you Alex Hewitt in return.
You found Hewitt?
That's right.
Where is he?
Don't insult my intelligence, Peter. Agree to the exchange, then you can do whatever you want with him.
I want to talk to him.
You'll have to hold on. My bodyguard has him restrained in the next room. All right, Alex, you can talk.
Mr. Kingsley, it's not what you think. They came in here with guns and threatened to kill me. I didn't tell them anything about you, I swear. Please.
Who's been there, Alex? Who have you told about this?
All right, do we have a deal or not?
Not until I know what's going on there. Now, give me Alex back.
I'm not going to keep this call going on, Peter, so that you can trace it. Is it yes or no?
Look, this is an ultimatum, Mrs. Palmer. You put Alex back on, or this conversation's ended.
You force my hand, and I'll make sure that Alex Hewitt tells his story to as many people as possible.
Well, this is your final chance, Mrs. Palmer.
Then it's goodbye, Peter.
Fine.
Let's do this.
Neutral ground.
All right. L.A. Coliseum. Gate 18. 30 minutes.
Just you and Alex.
All right.
Very good work, Mrs. Palmer. Let's go.
Sherry Palmer has Hewitt.
What does she want?
I get this feeling I'm being set up. Hewitt's just the bait to draw me out into the open.
So what are you going to do?
I don't have any choice. I have to play this out. Scott will have shooters in place. Sherry Palmer and whoever else she's involved with in this won't leave there alive. And then I'm heading out of the country. Time to roll things up around here. For now.
Is there anything I can do for you?
You've already done so much. I'll see you in Lisbon next week. I am enormously grateful.
What kind of support will you be getting from CTU?
As of now, none.
Wait a minute. You don't expect to take Kingsley down by yourself. That's insane.
As soon as Kingsley incriminates himself, CTU will give us backup.
By then it'll be too late.
I'm sorry, that's how it's gonna be.
Kingsley will have people with him. People who will kill us the moment they realize we don't have Hewitt. You okay?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Pull over, Dad.
We don't have time. We gotta keep moving.
Pull over!
We've gotta keep moving!